This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty, who runs the rivers and lakes.
He's Allah Almighty,
who runs the clouds full of rain.
He's Allah Almighty, who forgives us when we commit many sins.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walillahil asma'ul husna, fadu'uhu biha. Rabbi shrahli sadri, wa yassirli amri, wahlul uqdatan min lisani, yafqahu qawli. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning, may the peace, mercy, and the blessings of Allah the Most High be upon all of you. In the last session, we have mentioned some of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we shall continue with more names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again with an objective of comprehending them in order to ultimately get with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jannah, the paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghani. Al-ghani is the one who is the rich, who is self-sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Muhammad, Surah number 47, ayah number 38, Wallahu al-ghani wa antum al-fuqara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the rich and we are the poor. We are the beggars of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah shows us our reality, our importance. What are we? We are the beggars of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is al-ghani. He is the one who is the rich, who is self-sustaining, who is self by himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows us that we are the beggars of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does a beggar do? He begs, and we beg to none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-ghani, the rich. And what a great al-ghani we have. We have no other one whom we can get anything and everything. What we beg, what we ask, He is al-ghani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is also al-fattah. Who is al-fattah? Al-fattah is the one who is the opener. He is the opener. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the opener. And the way we need to understand it is that He is the opener of the doors of mercy. He is the opener, the door of forgiveness. He is the opener, the doors of success. He is the opener, the doors of forgiveness, repentance, compassion, satisfaction, prosperity, and anything that we look for. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Fattah, open the doors of paradise for us. We plea, we cry out to Allah Al-Fattah. Open the doors of paradise for us. Open the doors in this dunya for success for us, for prosperity. We do not go anywhere when we have Al-Fattah, who can open anything for us. He is the one who is there to open anything for us. We, the creation, are in need of Al-Fattah, because by ourselves we cannot achieve any goal. We cannot achieve the success. We cannot get anything by our own selves, by our own strength, by our own energy. We need Al-Fattah to open the doors of the success and the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good of this world, because He is Al-Fattah, He is the opener. He will provide that good to us in this world. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattah, to give us the good in the hereafter and save us from the punishment of hellfire. He is Al-Fattah, the opener. We, the people, when we have this great creator, Al-Fattah, who can open the doors of anything for us, for all good that we need to understand and practice, why? Why do we go to anyone? Why do we go to anyone, anybody, any deity, any prophet, any grave, or any idol in comparison with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have no right by Allah to associate anyone with Al-Fattah, because it is He alone, Al-Fattah alone, is the one who can open the doors of success for us. So we ask Al-Fattah to open the doors of mercy, so that inshallah we can get Al-Jannah. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qadir. Al-Qadir is the one who is all powerful. Al-Qadir is the one who has the power, and his power is nowhere comparison to all the other powers that people have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is unique in His power, and His power is the most strongest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says about Al-Qadir, is the one who is all powerful. When we see around us, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His mighty, with His power, He has created entire creation. Who can tell us that someone has created with their power an ocean, a sea? Who can tell us that with their own power they have created the sky? Who can tell us they have produced a camel by themselves? It is Al-Qadir, the powerful God, who is the only one who has created these things which are so powerful. Again, we believe in Al-Qadir, who is the all-powerful. Again, my dear brothers and sisters, why do we go to others who are powerless, as opposed to Allah, who is all-powerful? Why do we go to those who are weak by themselves, as opposed to Allah, who is Al-Qadir, who is all-powerful? Why do we go and seek support from the false deities, from Taghut, from all the false gods, when we have Al-Qadir, the powerful one? Why do we need any god, any deity, anyone to partner with Al-Qadir? Generally, people think that one god is not sufficient, therefore they add another god to empower that first god. But Al-Qadir is the one who is all powerful. He does not need anyone to create anything. He doesn't need any support from anyone to create His creation. He is all powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qahir, the subduer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Qahir. Al-Qahir means the subduer. He is so great. He is so great and subdued with His creation. When we look in the Quran with regards to Al-Qahir, we would understand. When we read the Quran in a closer way, we would understand what is the real meaning of Al-Qahir. He is the subduer. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qadir. Al-Qadir is the one who is omniscient. He is all-powerful. He is omnipotent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Qadir. He is omnipotent. He is always powerful. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 148, Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. There is nothing, there is literally nothing which is impossible to Al-Qadir. He is the one who has got all the powers. And He is the one who deserves our worship. Again, reflect on those powerless gods whom people worship, who people go down to bow those idols. What power do they have? What right do they have as opposed to Al-Qadir, who has power over everything? So we, the Muslims, the believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also must go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek the help, to seek the support at every step of our lives, so that we get what we want. If we knock the right door, we will get the right thing. And it is the only door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Al-Qadir who can give us out of His power, where nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got these powerful names so that we may again understand, comprehend them, and realize what is our reality. Who are we? What is our purpose? How do we show our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Qadir, who is Al-Qadir, who is Al-Qahir? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these powerful names so that we may understand our own reality and reflect back to the Creator, to the Sustainer, to the One who is all-powerful, to the One who is all-hearing, and worship Him alone. We will continue our session after a short break.
Who created the